the jurisdiction of the government. So the school couldn't have done anything about it. So that's probably why most people are mad, because it was their own school property.
But they had no jurisdiction as to what they could do with it. They would have had to petition the government in order to get it moved.
But I mean, at the same time, when you're dealing with, you know, people talking about, you know, these monuments and shit like that, and people want to use the flat-out bullshit excuse that it's, oh, part of my history, which, don't get me wrong, it's part of everybody's history, but it's bullshit history that needs to be associated with us. And you're saying that it doesn't make anything happen by removing it when it does not give it. Those statues, when you look at the, even the time frame when they were put up, those are a symbol of power. Those are a symbol of, we do this, we do what we want. Taking that away, you're taking away the meaning behind the symbol. That's what you're really shooting for when trying to take the statue down. The statue is just a piece of the process.
I feel though, here's my issue with symbols is, a symbol is only a symbol as long as you associate to it. If you disassociate from a symbol, it has no power. If you disassociate from language, it has no power. Like, that's my whole issue with the N-word itself. It's like, if you don't give it power, if you don't associate that power to it, an object or an idea, it can only affect you in so much as you allow it. So even if that statue is a symbol of anything, if it's a symbol of power, it doesn't matter. If I look at it and I pull from that symbol what I need to know, what I need to empower me, because erasing the idea of racism, erasing the idea that we are a country that had slavery, that was a major part of our economy, and erasing all of that, erasing that knowledge doesn't help to move forward. It's hurtful, but it's important. It's important that we know that history, and to take away the history doesn't, to take away such a symbol of that history, it neither diminishes it nor does it provide knowledge to it.
But you can literally look up those same meanings on the internet that everybody is so connected to.
You could, but we both know the American people are stupid. That's the problem. See, you can look up a million things in the world, yet there are still people who don't know how to do a ton of shit. Or don't know a bunch of shit. You know, most people don't know who they fucking state senators are. Most people don't know who they governors are. They damn sure don't know the mayor. So if you consider the fact that people are very ignorant to history, or even to their present state, the idea of them going to look up something that they already had no prior knowledge of doesn't.
So
I didn't want to put my hands on it and then dip it in the
straight man.
But I get why people do it. I'm not diminishing that. My point in all of this is, like, while we're worried about taking down statues that provide information as to the history of this country, we could actually be using that energy to solve actual issues that are more important to us at this time.
But, you sit it down if you want. You said to me once before when we was arguing about this, that people are built off emotion and not logic. Going,
I know
back
that.
To, going back
I'm
to
just
you.
Telling you. I'm not saying that that's not the, that I'm not contradicting that in a sense. I understand that. That's my point of saying why I get why people are doing that. But I'm just wasn't why my opinion of why I feel like it's unproductive. Because it's literally unproductive
at first.
I mean, it quite literally is unproductive. It might feel good, but what are we really accomplishing?
But people aren't going to do anything unless they feel good about it.
Let's feel good about building up the education system. How about that? You know I am. So, chick I met on Bumble. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I just thought about this fast. Chick I met on Bumble. She sent me a message. Today, it was like, so what are you looking for on here? I thought that was a fair question. Now, let me prerequisite this by saying this girl is 22 and of some origin, Indian or something, I don't know. So, here you go.
I mean, that was a joke.
My reply was a joke, of course. I was trying to test her sense of humor. I guess it didn't land with her because I ain't heard from her since this morning. So, like, whatever. I mean, yeah, she's honest, but really, though? I've never heard a chick tell me she was news. Maybe she does. I don't know. I want somebody to send me the noodles and taco or whatever it just does. Okay. Sorry my jump was a little over your head, though. Okay.
Is there anything else I can get you?
More water?
Yeah, water.
Some fried cheese balls. So this chick was texting me at 11 o'clock at night talking about she didn't know if she wanted to stay in or go out. I'm like, where are you going? Like, somewhere with someone, like, on a Tuesday night? Like, why not? I'm like, shit, I don't know, I got work in the morning. That's a good enough reason for me. She's like, oh, yeah, I ain't got to work till 2:30 in the afternoon.
You got plenty of time to fuck up.
But still though, what you going on? Where you going on a Tuesday night? It's not like you're just trying to go out and fuck somebody. Cause ain't no clubs open.
Now, Cruz, you Cowboys,
out,
Cowboys, country club.
I guess I've been to Cowboys once. I don't remember why we went.
What we feeling about the story about Tearing because you jump on somebody?
Yeah,
who's that Cowboys in?
I remember because that's the whole story about Crystal and whatever or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realized, because I've heard the story before, but who I just realized is the same Crystal from a boy's house.
And that same old boy was in some of that
scene. Yeah. Oh, they got a weird fuck too, huh? You know what made that night worse? In fact, we watched that weird ass movie. That whole night was just awkward. It was awkward the night. Yeah. Chunks of America is gonna be a dope ass documentary or biopic. Who gonna play Trump? I mean, we all know Alec Baldwin can do it, but he ain't doing it. They going high class for this
one. I mean, this whole presidency has been a joke, Michael, and Alec Baldwin do it. Let somebody who can deliver the comedic timing.
No, they ain't gonna do comedy. You know they gonna do it like, they gonna paint Trump in the best light ever. They don't paint him as a victim. In order for him to sign off on it, they don't have to.
Wait a minute. But they don't need him to sign off on it.
You use his likeness in the movie? Yeah, you do.
Not as the
Unless
president.
What?
Because you're part of the American public. You are American, some people are.
Okay. I didn't know that.
They making Lincoln movies and other movies like it ain't shit. They asking Lincoln's descendants. As long as they paint Ivanka like his daughter wife, you know, hey. If they make no weird references toward that, I'm calling that movie bullshit and I'm walking out halfway through.
Man. I honestly don't want them to make reference to that just because that's a disgusting ass thought. I probably didn't know.
Too bad, it's the truth.
Really hyped on these pieces. It's your theme song.
Yeah, for real. Like the vegetarian dude?
Don't eat a lot of pieces. Oh my god, that was so freaking stupid.
What you doing? I'm getting vegetarian over here. Grab that bitch.